Joy Reid, People of Color Who Do Not Vote for Kamala Harris Are Real Weird. By Olivia Rondo on July 24, 2024. MSNBC talking head Joy Reid said people of color will look real weird if they do not vote for Vice President Kamala Harris, the presumptive Democrat nominee, in November. Reid, who recently took shots at the racial identity of television personality Amber Rose for speaking at the Republican National Convention, RNC, went to TikTok to expand on her thoughts that black people and others close to the culture are crazy to not support Harris. Given just the stratospheric entrance of Vice President Kamala Harris into the presidential campaign, and she has now secured enough delegates to become the nominee, you're going to look real crazy being on the other side of that line, particularly as a person of color, but really as anyone who claims to have any connection to the culture, Reid said in Tuesday video. You're going to look real weird and real lonely on that side, the MSNBC host continued. You're really going to look crazy being on that side given the cultural phenomenon of Vice President Kamala Debbie Harris. She's about to make history. She's about to become the first woman president. Harris, who is of Indian and Afro-Jamaican descent, has garnered support from many minorities but not all. Rose, who is also of mixed ancestry, took to the RNC stage on July 15 to say that she endorsed former President Donald Trump after years of believing left-wing propaganda. Reid was upset by Rose's speech, responding by attacking her racial ambiguity. Fox News reported on Reid's controversial statement. She's racially ambiguous. I don't want to say she's black because she has said she's not, so I don't want to say, this black woman. This woman, who is of whatever race that she has claimed, she's said she's not black, but the RNC brought somebody whose whole career is based in black culture. Her whole culture came from black culture even though she said she is not a black person herself, and the fact that she is now the person they're using to try to recruit young people of color and to say that this is the person who is the endorser of Donald Trump who you should trust when she won't even claim the culture that brought her to the table, I'm dubious that this will work. Rose responded to Reid's comments on X, writing in a now-deleted post, Hi at Joy and Reid, I've never said I wasn't black. I said I identify as biracial. I'm not going to invalid my white father to make you feel more comfortable. Stop being a race baiter. Our president does enough race baiting for all of us. In her recent TikTok video, Reid doubled down on her attacks against the reality television star. The door needs to close behind Amber, Rose, and she looked crazy over there but shut the door behind her, she said.